You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This track is Engaging Causeless Mercy from Micronism's legendary album Inside a Quiet Mind, released in 1998 via Cog Transmissions. This album was just recognised last week by Independent Music New Zealand as the Classic Record recipient for 2023. Got some amazing, lovely texts from you folks when that came out as well, and some really nice rave memories. And I had the pleasure of chatting with Micronism, also known as Denver McCarthy, about the time in which he was making this record, which feels like quite a lifetime ago now in many ways. He's now a member of the Krishna faith, and this record kind of came out at a moment where he was getting into his spirituality and maybe thinking about stepping away from the dance music world he'd spent quite a few years in prior to this. It's all created on amazing Roland hardware, and it's had a really massive impact on both local techno music scenes and other electronic music communities, both at the time, and it continues to have ripple effects. I think I heard at least 3 Micronism songs played across the summer at various festivals and parties. And also internationally, it's had big resonance as well. So it was a real pleasure to speak with Denver about this acknowledgement. We're going to hear that chat right now. How are you feeling? I mean, this is a pretty special award to get an acknowledgement for, the Classic Record Award from IMNZ for Inside a Quiet Mind, which is just over 20 years old now. How did you feel when you heard the news?
Look, it was very unexpected. Shocking would probably be the best word. We released it in 1998. When I was just 2 years old. No, just kidding. and then it was, had some interest from some European labels to re-release it about, I guess, 15 years later. And then Loop wanted to re-release it just a few years ago. And now this has come up. So it's not letting me forget my time in the techno scene.
I've got to say, I'm personally glad that people aren't letting it be forgotten, because for me, I really was only 2 years old in 98, so my introduction to this record was through Loop's reissue and through hearing friends of mine play it out in clubs, and also hearing international DJs actually spinning it in their sets when they come to New Zealand as well. This has had a very far reach, this album, Denver. I wonder how you feel about it, because it was a big spiritual time for you. You were coming to some conclusions and some new beginnings for yourself when you were working through Inside a Quiet Mind.
Yeah, very correct. I guess I'd been involved with music ever since I was 10 or 11. I first started playing the guitar in school, and then, you know, had a school band, and then a kind of like an after-school band, and then, you know, playing a few gigs at local pubs and stuff like that, and trying to do some recording with a band. And then someone introduced me to my first club night at a club on K Road in Auckland. And we were still underage at that time. We printed some false IDs and somehow managed to get into the club, even though we still looked, you know, 15 years old. and it just introduced me to something new. It was just like, I guess, compared to the metal scene, which I was a part of before, it just seemed so much more positive and interactive, and people dancing and smiling and stuff. So so I became immediately attracted to that. And so after some years of being involved with that, I guess there was a certain amount of, even I guess it was, I was still quite young in my early 20s. There was a little bit of material exhaustion, I guess, maybe partying too hard for a good few years in that scene. You know, that kind of scene involves a lot of nightclubs and late nights and drug taking and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I think there was a certain amount of material exhaustion, and then I kind of started to search a little bit for spiritual things of a spiritual nature. And I guess as I was putting this CD together, all of the song titles and the concept of the album was very much around those themes at the time. And it's a memorable and important part of my life, because it was when I started my kind of first inkling into meditation, and which has continued to this day and in a very deep way for me. So yeah, it is nice to be reminded. It certainly it marks the beginning of my spiritual journeys.
I think there's something really special about this record and the way that it's continued to connect with people, find audiences outside of the, you know, initial scene that you were performing within and playing within at that time. But because it sounds like something you could hear released today. There is a timelessness to the kind of sonic waves you were riding a little bit here. I wondered what it was like for you actually making this, if you can remember what the process felt like when you were exploring these sounds and these ideas.
I mean, electronic music, especially at that time, it's so much influenced, that the sound is so much influenced by the musical instruments that were being made at the time, you know, by Roland and Korg and these types of companies, with the Roland 909 and 808 drum machines, and then the different types of Roland synthesizers that really permeated the sound of that time. As electronic musicians of that time, we can't help but just to be influenced by the sounds of those particular instruments. The thing I think for me, and some people have mentioned to me about it, is the kind of emotional content of the songs. Although it's kind of very electronic, made with machines, still there's quite a depth of emotion there, and quite seemingly kind of complex emotions, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, that was just a process of tinkering away on these little machines, you know, often late at night into the morning, and just discovering for myself, you know, different sounds that I like, and you know, tapping into a vein and just following it to wherever it led. And then, you know, at the end of the session, coming out with something that sounded finished, and it's like, oh, okay, this is interesting, but not really fully understanding what the emotion was. But it's kind of like, I guess with all artists, it comes from somewhere deep within the conscious mind. It's coming out of the subconscious somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some weeks or months later, you can listen to it and then kind of discover, oh, what, you know, or think about, what was it, what was that emotion that I kind of captured there? So you kind of listen back to it later and think, you know, did I actually, was that coming from me, or because you listen to it as if you're listening to someone else's music almost, trying to understand, you know, what is this emotion that's being portrayed here? I do think that people sooner or later get to a stage in their life where they start to look a little bit more deeply beyond the material things in life and material experiences and just wonder about our place in the universe and perhaps take up some kind of spiritual practice to transcend the body and mind in some form or another. It kind of becomes a necessity sooner or later.
When you look back on it now, it has been, you know, over 20 years. Do you feel proud of this record? How does it make you feel when you look at this, as you were sort of saying before, with that kind of objectivity or maybe different subjectivity that comes from time?
I mean, to be completely honest, it's something that I dreamed of as a musician, to somehow, you know, have some kind of acknowledgement for your contribution to the local music. And this is actually, you know, beyond one's wildest dreams, that some kind of, you know, techno music that happened 20 years ago all of a sudden gets acknowledged like this. So you know, I definitely won't deny that this is just what I'd always dreamed of, and now it's kind of a dream come true to have this happen. So it's a shocking thing, shockingly pleasant. Yeah, it just makes me really grateful for everyone who was involved with the project, and it just makes me think of all of the people that helped me at that time. I'm just floating in the sea of gratitude, and I can't wait to, when I get back to Auckland, just to reconnect with a lot of the people from that time, because it really just reminds me of all of the wonderful relationships from that time, and the camaraderie and the community that we had as a little, you know, techno scene there in Auckland and the different cities. Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
That was Denver McCarthy, aka Micronism, chatting with me about Inside a Quiet Mind, released in 1998 and recipient of the 2023 Classic Record Award from Independent Music New Zealand. Denver is going to be playing a very special one-off show celebrating this acknowledgement on the 15th of April. That's at Neck of the Woods with Orbi and Sanoi. Really, do not miss that one. It's going to be an amazing night. You can grab tickets from Neck of the Woods or from Loop, their website as well. And the Tate Prize is where Denver will be officially awarded this. That's happening on the 18th of April, and it's going to be a very exciting night. Also celebrating contemporary music that's been released in the last year. Top 10 finalists are out at the moment. You can read up about them and listen to them. I'm sure you've heard all those albums before. They're all ones we've thrashed on the B. It's a very exciting time of the year for music in Aotearoa, and I can't wait to celebrate it with everyone. We're going to listen to one more track from Inside a Quiet Mind now. This is Rainbow City. You're on BFM Breakfast. If you want to get in touch with us, tuku pātui mai, rima toru iwa rima. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.